Lamplight Audiobooks presents A Dangerous Act of Kindness by L.P. Ferguson. Narrated by Thomas Judd. 1940. Chapter 1. The explosion was deafening. It juddered up through the Messerschmitt into Lucas Schiller's body. He felt his stomach twist, a fizz of terror squeezing the tip of his tongue. Had he been hit? He strained around in his seat, staring into the twilight. The sky was empty. No puffs of ACAC, no Spitfires. He looked at the temperature gauge. 120 degrees Celsius and climbing. What the hell just happened? Could he make it back across the English Channel, back to the German base at Coquel? Yes, maybe. But not up here. He must drop down, hide in the cloud base, let the engine cool.
"Now, mein Schätzchen," he said. "See how carefully I treat you. I won't let you burn your insides out."
He reached forward to turn off the ignition. His hand was trembling. He knew he must steady himself. The engine cut, and he was gliding now, his breath booming in his helmet as he watched the needles drop. There was even time to glimpse enemy fields between the breaks in the clouds. They were white with snow like the Alps of Swabia. He felt calmer, listening to the gale outside. Calm enough to wonder if he would ever walk in the mountains again, see the ice crystals forming rainbows in front of his eyes. He pulled off his oxygen mask to give himself more freedom, and a smell smacked into his nostrils. Hot metal and fuel. Waves of panic swelled inside him, pushing up into his throat. He was low now, 800 feet, grey clouds boiling all around him. Time to fire up the engine again. Metal screamed against metal, his ears pulsed under the agonizing volume.